It's Monday, August the 5th, and this is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio. Hi, I'm George Prentice. Why isn't the city of Boise located in Boise County? Turns out that there are five other cities in Idaho that aren't in their same named counties. Want to know Idaho took on this question? So come along as we find out a little bit about Idaho's weird history.
So we just got out of the car here. We're standing on the subtly marked line between Ada and Boise County. I'm standing in Boise County looking up the road at Ada County.
Yeah, we drove this morning from Boise City. It took us about 30 minutes to get here, and we're definitely wondering why Boise City is not in Boise County. I know that it used to be like that before the counties split, but I don't know. It just seems they have the same name. It would just be easier to have Boise City and Boise County. I don't know.
Yeah, life isn't easy, I guess.
That's Tess Goodwin and Molly Wampler, our awesome newsroom interns. We sent them on quite the journey to answer this listener question.
Okay, I am Robin Falau. Well, I wanted to know why there are cities and counties with the same name, but like Boise is not in Boise County, and Shoshone is not in Shoshone County, and that was very confusing when I moved to Idaho in 2008, especially when I was trying to find a house and I kept putting in searches for Boise, and it would put me in Boise County, and I'd be thinking, that's an awful long way from my office.
And in classic Want to Know Idaho fashion, Robin's question made us curious, too. This is Want to Know Idaho, the podcast that explores the curious elements of life in Idaho. For this episode, Tess and Molly are going to try to get to the bottom of Robin's question, and I understand you two have done quite a bit of research to do that, but before, let's just get some baseline data. So how many cities have a county with the same name, but those cities aren't found in that county?
Thankfully, not too many. There are six: Boise, Idaho, Caribou, Teton, Nez Perce, and Shoshone.
There are also a few other examples across the state that have really similar names and could be related, but we did have to draw the line somewhere.
Okay, so it seems like there could be a pretty clear answer to this question then.
Well, it was actually a lot more complicated than we thought. Before we get too ahead of ourselves, I'll tell you what we did find. Our first stop was to talk to a librarian. So Cheryl Astraker is a little more than a librarian. She's actually the head of archives and special collections at the Boise State Library.
Everything says what happened, but no one says why.
Right. And that's when we knew that this question was a little bit more than it seemed.
Okay, so Cheryl wasn't sure, but did she point you maybe to someone else who could answer the question?
Yeah, she did. She actually told us to contact Judy Austin, who worked at the Idaho State Historical Society for 35 years. Cheryl said if anyone would know the answer, it would be Judy.
So we thought we would start by kind of going through what we know, and then going through one by one each of the city county pairs. And kind of talking about the names of those and the history of that specifically, and kind of hearing your theories and what you might think and other things that you know that we don't know yet, and going through that way.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Fire away.
And while Judy didn't have the cut and dry answer we were maybe expecting for this question, she did have quite a few theories.
So we started by talking about Boise and Boise County.
The city itself is established in 1863 with the military post. And the population density shifts dramatically down here.
And when she says down here, she means down here to Boise, where the population is still the most dense. Idaho City was, and still is, the county seat of the old big Boise County, which used to encompass the modern-day city of Boise. So when people proposed that the county was split in two, there was definitely some tension.
Citizens of Idaho City had no desire to have their county go away. That's my guess.
So that's one of Judy's big theories for this county's question, that population shifts split some counties, including Boise County, and as a result, the city and county pairs just separated. There's no real rhyme or reason. It just kind of happened.
Okay, interesting. I guess that makes sense. But you mentioned there was at least one other theory.
Yeah, so the next theory is focused a little more on the actual name of places. Don't get your hopes up, Frankie. It's still not super juicy.
Yeah, Caribou County is actually a really great example of this theory.
The answer here is that both the city and the county are named for a person.
Oh.
Whose name was Caribou Fairchild.
What Judy's saying is that both places were named independently, but after the same guy.
Caribou Fairchild, who was a gold mining frontiersman, is the namesake of the Caribou Mountains in Idaho.
In a sense, they're both named for the mountain range.
So basically, the bigger theory here is that some counties and cities were named after important stories or people or landmarks in Idaho, and other than that, they don't have a relationship to one another.
Okay, so would Shoshone be one of the counties that falls into that category? Shoshone County, Shoshone City?
Yes, exactly.
They both have the same name, is in this case coincidence.
That's
just plain coincidence.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Yeah, that one's easy.
See, Frankie, that one's easy.
But the naming of the two Shoshone places is still a little bit of a mystery to Judy.
There were not as many Shoshone Indians in North Idaho as there were in Southern Idaho by a lot.
Judy wasn't totally clear on why then Shoshone County in the north acquired that name. But again, both places were named independently after the Shoshone people.
It isn't that the county was named for the town or the town was named for the county. They were named separately.
So that's Judy's second theory.
Okay, so I feel like I have a little bit more clarity on this after all this research. And I bet, you know, Robin probably would feel the same way.
Us too.
So after all of that, where are we now?
So after talking to Cheryl and Judy and also combing through some historical documents ourselves, it seems like all that we have is just these theories.
It's just that each place is so unique with its own circumstances surrounding the creation of the city or the county that there really isn't a blanket answer for all of them.
Okay, so maybe there's not a blanket answer, but is there, you know, one theory when you were hearing from Judy or when you're doing your own research that really seemed to stick with you or resonate in some way?
Yeah, so actually, near the end of our research, we went to this restaurant/general store called Hilltop Station. It's in Ada County, but it's right on the edge of Boise County and Elmore County.
Yeah, and when we were there, we met the store manager, whose name is Sydney Smith, and we decided to ask her what she thought of this question.
I don't know, maybe they came from the same place and wanted to feel like home and renamed it the same.
We hadn't thought of it like that before.
Yeah. Make them feel at home, comfortable, a little... Take a little home with them.
I think that theory really stuck with both of us because it had been something we both had thought a little bit about but hadn't been able to articulate so clearly and simply.
Yeah, I really like it. It's very sweet. So what next?
Well, through our research, we really began to notice how much some of the things Judy talked about are still really relevant today. The idea of having your voice heard is one that will really never go away.
I think that's one of the first things we learned when we started researching this was that it was kind of in the interest of kind of more direct representation in mm-hmm. county seats and in counties.
Yeah.
That, you know, if a huge portion of your county is now in one part of the county,
mm-hmm.
you may feel, you know, less
exactly.
represented.
Exactly.
It's, I guess, an issue
yeah.
we're still dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, and that you're quite right. That hasn't gone away.
Wanna Know Idaho is a production of Boise State Public Radio. Our theme music is by Boise Music Project, Up is the Down is the. This episode was produced by Molly Wampler and Tess Goodwin. You can read their stories by going to boisestatepublicradio.org. While you're there, submit a question to Wanna Know Idaho by clicking the podcast tab. We're always hunting for the next story to tell. Special thanks to Boise sixth graders Jada Lim and Olivia Edson, who stopped by the studio to teach us the Idaho County song.
Ada Adams, Bannock, Bear Lake, Benoit, Bingham, Blaine, Boise, Bonner, Bonneville.
Until next time, stay curious, Idaho.
Caribou, Cashel, Clark, Clearwater, Custer, Elmore, Franklin, Fremont, Jem, Gooding, Idaho, Jefferson, Jerome, Kootenai, Lake, Tillamook, High, Lewis, Lincoln, Madison, Minnetonka, Pearson, Idaho, Wiley, Payette, Power, Shoshone, Tettnall, Twin Falls, Valley, and Washington.
Okay.
That is adorable. Frankie Barnhill brings us Wanna Know Idaho, and this special episode came to us from Tess Goodwin and Molly Wampler. Congratulations to them. They are interns extraordinaire. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. Our producers for Idaho Matters are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski, and our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice. I'll give this one more try tomorrow. You can hear today's program and previous interviews at our website, and that is boisestatepublicradio.org.